And now, straight ahead with David S. Arrowwood.
Canada's Guess Who with a number 8 song and a big 30 at WIFC.
More music, WIFC.
SN02, WIFC, most music time on a Monday night with David Shane Earlwood. No easy rider in tonight, Tom, how to cook it with my friends.
Put on my leathers and I'm gonna ride. Come Sunday morning, gonna leave this town behind. I just can't take working or make the five. People getting on me, they don't like the way I look, but they don't judge the cover by the inside of the book. And a way I swim is one thing I just don't. See a friend of mine, bathe in that hot sun and have myself a time. And when she throws me out, well, I guess I'll be traveling on. Up through the mountains and down across the plains, the wind blowing in my face and hair. I just don't have a name, and it sure feels good, Lord, to be so free. Put no chains on me. I'm an easy rider.
Hello, put your chains. Lloyd's on me, baby.
I'm an easy rider.
Those are my friends at WIFC on a Monday night with David Shane Erlow with it in weather. Look for partly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow with a low tonight of 40. The high tomorrow should be 58. And chances of any rain, 20% tonight, 50% for tomorrow, and 50% tomorrow night. It's currently 48 All-American degrees at WIFC.
Doing our thing. WIFC.
Vanity Fair out of 1970, a little solid gold, hitching a ride.
WIFC.
It's 10:07, WIFC Most Music Time with David Shane Erlow. But request lines are open at 842-WIFC. I ain't got time anymore, man. This is the glass bottle.
Got no time to stop and speak to friends passing by. Got no strength to wipe away the tears from my eye. I don't care what's going on. Only know she's gone and the sun don't shine anymore. And I don't feel fine anymore. Cause she ain't mine anymore. No, I don't feel fine anymore. I ain't got time anymore. Seems to be such sadness now in the I go. Other people laugh and still I just wouldn't know. Never stop to see who's there. Once I used to care, but the sun don't shine anymore. But she ain't mine anymore. And I don't feel fine anymore. So I ain't got time anymore. I ain't got time anymore. Takes up all my time just trying to be alone. Used to take an interest in the state of the world. Now I only know how much I'm missing that girl. Hope the world will understand. I can't lend a hand cause she ain't mine anymore. And I don't be mine anymore. Cause she ain't. And I don't feel fine anymore. No,
the time anymore, because she ain't mine anymore. That's a glass bottle at WIFC.
Get in on the fun and fireworks this fall as WIFC celebrates 2 years of the three M's. Much more music. You could be the winner of an FM transistor radio by simply sending a postcard with your name and address to WIFC 2nd Anniversary, Post Office Box 1088, Wausau, Wisconsin, zipper 54401. It's two radios a day, 7 days a week, for one big month, as you help the All-Americans celebrate 2 years of much more music.
And one of the people helped WIFC celebrate our second anniversary is Wausau Furniture. And if you're looking for that fine piece of furniture you've always wanted, well, stop in at Wausau Furniture at 1820 West Stewart Avenue in Wausau. And today's lucky winners of FM transistor radios are Charles Phelps of Merrill, Wisconsin, and Miss Jill Boxrucker of Medford. Like to say congratulations to those two people on being a winner of an FM transistor radio from the All-Americans here at the Big 95. And if you would like to try to win one, send a postcard to WIFC 2nd Anniversary, Post Office Box 1088, Wausau, Wisconsin, zip code 54401.
Hi, I'm Clyde Clifford of KAY at Little Rock with Baker Street, congratulating WIFC Radio on 2 years of great broadcasting.
Brother, I've been wasted far too many years. I've been looking at you, but I have not seen your tears. Sister, you've been calling, but no one hears your voice. I, for one, am guilty, but not of my own choice. Don't you know, for love, you got to work hard. Seek and you can find it in your backyard. Love is all around for you and for me. Don't you want to keep it in the family? Everybody joining in with the band.
Keep it in a family, man.
Don't you want to keep it in the family?
That's a road home.
Keep it in the family.
With an extra at WIFC.
WIFC.
Long ago, a young man sits and plays his waiting game. But things are not the same, it seems, as in such tender dreams. Slowly passing sailing ships and Sunday afternoon. Like people on the moon, I see are things not meant to be. Where do those golden rainbows end? Why is this song so sad?
Why is this song
dreaming
so
the
sad?
Dreams I've dreamed. My friend, loving the love I love to love is just a word. broken glass. Where do your golden rainbows end? Why is the song I sing so sad? Dreaming the dreams I've dreamed, my friend. Loving the love I love.
President Nixon has signed an executive order taking the first step toward invocation of the Taft-Hartley Act to end the three-month-old West Coast dock workers' strike. Still uncertain is whether Mr. Nixon will also move to return East and Gulf Coast longshoremen to work. The effects of the strikes are being increasingly felt both at home and abroad. In just 1 hour from now, there will be an embargo on all railroad freight shipments to East Coast, Gulf, and West Coast ports. The nation's railroads embargoed West Coast ports last Friday. East and Gulf ports will be embargoed tonight to avoid a jam of unloaded freight cars in port cities. And an official of the British Export Merchants Association says the American dock workers' strike has already caused the loss of many millions of dollars to British exporters. A 90-minute meeting between Secretary of State Rogers and Israeli Foreign Minister Abba Eban has produced no reported progress towards the American goal of an interim settlement of the Mideast dissension. U.S. spokesmen say Rogers briefed Eban on his talks last week in Washington with Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko and Egyptian Foreign Minister Mahmoud Riyad. Eban told newsmen at the U.N. afterward that Israel has made all the concessions so far and that the next step is up to Egypt. News of a White House economic victory in a moment.
If you have a family and a car and a house and a business and a plane and a boat and one insurance company that protects them all, you probably have INA. And an INA agent.
INA.
If you don't have an INA agent, you'll find one in the yellow pages. Call him.
The House has voted in favor of President Nixon's order to delay a $2.6 billion a year federal employees' pay raise for 6 months. The vote is a major victory for the president, but the measure may still face a challenge in the Senate. Under the law, a negative vote from either legislative body would block the order, which Mr. Nixon has said is vital to his economic program. A White House spokesman says the president will devote much of this week to studying phase two of his economic program, the wage and price policies to follow the 90-day freeze. Inside Cambodia, heavy fighting is reported in the South Vietnamese defensive fire base Alpha. The story from Jim Lorry in Saigon.
The communists are continuing a two-week-old drive along the Cambodian border. A South Vietnamese relief column in eastern Cambodia sent in to rescue embattled Saigon units has now run into the sharpest fighting of the campaign. Using heavy artillery, helicopter gunships, and American airstrikes, the Saigon command claims 134 North Vietnamese killed in a three-hour series of battles. The clashes occurred in two locations, less than a mile from the town of Krek, Cambodia. Saigon put its casualties at 10 killed and more than 50 wounded. It's believed North Vietnam's aim in this part of Cambodia is to push the South Vietnamese out and weaken the security of South Vietnamese territory west of Saigon. Indeed, authorities are worried about the area where enemy attacks have increased to their highest level in a year and a half. Jim Lorry, NBC News, Saigon.
The Senate today voted to impose a $350 million ceiling on the amount of money the U.S. can spend annually on the war in Laos. That's the amount being spent this year. The amendment still faces a hurdle in a joint Senate-House conference committee. A South Vietnamese labor organization has staged a half-day general strike, tying up transportation in Saigon, protesting the attempted assassination of its leader 2 weeks ago. More news after this.
Among America's endangered species, according to Newsweek magazine, you can list the Symphony Orchestra. In its cover story this week, Newsweek tells how one of them, the New York Philharmonic, has chosen to shake things up with a new conductor, the radical composer Pierre Boulez. Facing Boulez, says Newsweek, are the toughest musicians in the country, and at his back, the most conservative concert goers. How will they react to the man who once suggested that opera houses be blown up and the Mona Lisa destroyed? Read Newsweek, the world's most quoted newsweekly.
A powerful bomb blast in Belfast, Northern Ireland, has demolished a British army post, killing one soldier and wounding nine others. Six passers-by were also hurt. A new wave of violence followed the explosion, including the hijacking of buses, sniper attacks, and at least one other bombing. A four-month-old San Francisco-area cemetery workers' strike has left 1,500 bodies awaiting burial. Governor Ronald Reagan today promised administrative action to help the plight of grieving relatives. The hour's top story, President Nixon has formally started the machinery of the Taft-Hartley Law to end the lengthy West Coast longshoremen strike. Bob Kane, NBC News.
Now, just ahead of much more music, look for partly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow with a low tonight of 40 and the high tomorrow should be 58. Chances of any rain, 20% tonight, 50% tomorrow, and 50% for tomorrow night. It's currently 48 degrees at 10:20.
WIFC with David Chain and Oma on a Monday night. Gonna jump and shop, baby. Gonna let it all hang out. Woo! Come together, people. Gonna shake your body up and down, brother. Spirit it up all. at the Charity Ball, man. That's Benny, letting it wail at WIFC on a Monday night with David Chaney and all of them. Coming down heavy, brother.
He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. Hey, what you doing? Finding out if you love me. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me! You love me. I could have told you that.
WIFC's On Americans with a lot to say in the 70s.
Do what I think it was on WIFC 95.5.
It's 10:26 at WIFC Radio with David Chaney on a Monday night. Two divided by love, baby, just don't make it. Grassroots.
Two divided by love can only be one, and one is a lonely number. Two divided by love can only be sad, can only hurt one another, baby. Every night your tears come down, and I know how you're feeling inside. Loneliness is no one's friend. I've been taking the same kind of ride, and it just shouldn't be if you're still loving me.
My love, it just don't cook right, baby. Those are the Grassroots at WIFC. On a Monday night with David Chaney, but ladies and gentlemen, it's now 10:29.
WIFC, Wausau.
And the beat goes on.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. A little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Up above.